Thank you to the Fijian Choir for blessing us this morning. Christ is the power and wisdom of God. Jesus said to his disciples, take these to the people in the temple. Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our minds and hearts be acceptable in your sight. And your Spirit open our minds and hearts to hear you as you speak to us through your words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tāpuki he otua mono laumārie ni a whiho tau lotoloto ngā. Tāpueni ki a hauweiki, whanau hauweiki muhama tāpure. Tāpueni ki he whaifkau pūre wa whanua to ngā. Whaifkau te vita whinau. Pehe ki he co-superintendent o e Lower North Island, Ian Harris. A te whatapuhen ki he kau whaifkau, a pehe ki whaifkau amanaki ke whaihono whakahoko, ko e whaifkau pūre o e Perry C. Ki he kau ahi kotoa be, pehe ki he ngai sia si, ki kau Samoa, kau Fisi, kau Tonga, kai mai 10 a.m. Tarangata hei tu, whai ki tuka, tuka e tupe mua ke ulau kou koloa, ko e whatongia koe ni, na e whai ai whakaamu ke whakahoko he tangaraiki paiste ni, na ne whakaukau ke ne mea mai, e mga tuunga he ono taimi ku mo ua ki ai kai ke heni, a ko whaftai ki o tua, te whakakolo au e tangaraiki whaifkau pure, e tukupe ke tau whai whatongia, ki he potu ngā we, I he aho koe. We give thanks and glory to God for the time that he has given to us to come together and worship on this first Sunday, but the third Sunday of Lent. I have to acknowledge the presence of the superintendent of Waifunua Tonga, the Reverend Te Vita Whinau, and co-superintendent of the Lower North Island Synod, Ian Harris, and also our fellow ministers here, and the one that we're going to commission as our parish superintendent, Reverend Simote Taonga. And also to all of you friends, those who are new here, you are welcome, and to different congregations within the parish, Samoan, Tongan, the Fijian, and the 10 a.m. congregation. We come together to celebrate on the third Sunday of Lent as we journey towards Easter. But here we are with the two scriptures that is a lectionary reading that I try to follow the lectionary reading for the year as I preach every time. So today the readings is giving us lots and lots of things to think about. But I give thanks to God because the opportunity I was hoping for our president of the conference to be here today, as he was planned to come, and he was not able to be here. So I'm the default one, and I give thanks to Reverend David Finau for giving me the opportunity to preach today. As I said, we're journeying towards Easter. It's a time that we celebrate the act of God to redeem the world through his only Son, Jesus Christ. Through his teaching, proclaiming the good news of God, through healing and restoring many lives, and also his death as a ransom for us and for all who believes in him. But to me, I think the climax is the resurrection. The life from death is a sign is to say to us, as he mentioned to the priest when they said, "What is the sign?" as on our reading. And he said, "Destroy this temple, in 3 days I will rise it up." And that was a problematic kind of explanation to the priest, because to them, the temple was 46 years, were built in 46 years. And they turned around and said, "How come this man say that the temple will be destroyed and in 3 days he rise it up?" We also celebrate the Holy Communion, as I said, and the commissioning of Reverend Simote Taunga as a parish superintendent. In all that, the psalmist that we start our prayer with this morning reminded us in our prayer, when we look at the universe, it's obvious that there is a God. And I was using it in our prayer this morning. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. One of the doctors around the world, highly esteemed Francis Collins, director of Human Genome Project, led a team of over 2,000 scientists to collaborate on determine the 3 billion letters in the human genome, our own DNA instruction book. After their research with these more than 2,000 scientists, he said, "I cannot see how nature could have created itself. Only a supernatural force that is outside of space and time could have done that." Is what the psalmist share with us, the revelation of God available to everyone if we take note. Air that we breathe, the water that showers from the skies to nurture the ground, everything around us. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the world, their words to the ends of the earth. And as we look to the world, I am sure we can identify God's footprint, his eternal power and divine nature. And yet, there are so much remained hostile to God. From then on up to now, there's hostility towards Jesus. John's Gospel recorded as Jesus came to Jerusalem for Passover, he noticed the scheme, unjust system operated in the temple. This is the first part which we didn't read this morning on our lectionary reading, but that the first part of chapter 2 of the Gospel. It talks about the scheme that the priests were set up for the temple and the people who come to sacrifice as they worship their God. At that time, the high priests were ruthless, greedy, and evil. They used their position to extort money from the people. The Jewish law required every family to bring their own sacrificial animal to the Passover, and some of them traveled from great distance. And because of that, the high priests think, "Oh, this is a good idea." Knowing this, started to sell animals so that those people who travel from far, they don't have to carry it. But unfortunately, this scheme, they sold with exorbitant, inflated price. In this way, we know the priests who stand to be God's voice and hand in the world, they corrupt. Their power is to establish an unjust system. And also during that time of Passover, the Lord dedicated that every Jewish man aged 20 or older was required to pay half shekel, a temple tax. Let's think about that. It's a kind of tax that were asked of these people, the men. Since the people live in an area that's controlled by the Roman government, their coinage was the Roman origin. On the face of the coinage was the image of Caesar. So they make up this law: you're not allowed to bring Caesar's coin and give it to the temple. So they set up another scheme. They come to the temple, they exchange it with their own coin and give them the coin that's acceptable to the temple, with also again inflated price for that service. No wonder why Jesus came and turned the tables during Passover. And then they asked him, "What sign that you do this? Who authority is given to you to come and turn the tables within the temple?" And Jesus said, "This very temple will be ground, will be broken down. In 3 days, I'll raise it up." Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace. The question for us and for me, is this a marketplace for us? Do we have some scheme that we can do anything we like? In the eyes of God, do we still not happy with one another as we journey together as people of God? It's the same thing happened to the church in Corinth. What happened there? Paul heard that the church is divided. Some call themselves they follow Paul. Some say they follow Apollos. Some say they follow Cephas. Some said, "We are transcendent, we follow God. So no problem there." But the truth is, there's four different directions that the church of Corinth were working towards. They look at each other. "No, I'm with Paul, you are with Apollos." And so Paul was really not happy with the way church is going. So he challenged the church and he wrote this to them and said, "Christ is the power and wisdom of God. Some of you see the cross, it's a shameful thing, it's a foolish thing. How can a God come and be vulnerable and be crucified? The Jews expect a God will come, a Messiah will come, is like David, is a warrior, to come and rescue us from the Romans. But how can a Messiah came and become a servant and to be killed and hang on the cross?" But that's the very thing Paul was trying to say to the people of Corinth. "I'm sorry, but Christ is the power and wisdom of God." Although he looks like a vulnerable thing, a servant, he is the power and the wisdom of God. Is that a challenge for us? Is it we are too familiar with our walk with God and with Christ, and we think that we can direct our way and do away with the teaching of God through Jesus Christ? Let me remind us that our reading for today, Jesus challenged the priests and Paul challenged the Corinthians. Christ is the power and wisdom of God. Christ didn't come as a warrior to fight. When he stands in front of the judges, the priests, he was silent because he was told that he is the suffering servant. And that's the kind of church that Paul was trying to say to the people of Corinth. Bring down all those who put on pedestal. You don't worship them. You worship God, only God. It reminds me, one of the readings for this Sunday, it's Exodus 20, where there's talk about 10 words of God to the people of Israel. As we know it, the 10 commandments. But Jesus came and he said, this is the most important one. Love the Lord your God with all your hearts, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. It's easy to be a church so comfortable where we are. But we need to be challenged as we come to commission our presbyter as the superintendent, the Reverend Simote Taonga. To you, Simote, is Christ be the power and wisdom of God in us and a church? And for us as a parish, would we stand together like what Paul was saying to the church in Corinth? Christ, the power and wisdom of God. We need not to be ashamed to stand for Christ. To stand for Christ, you're going to be prosecuted or persecuted. You're going to be put on the cross. And it's not easy. It's not an easy going to follow Christ. And Christ said to his disciples, if you want to be my follower, you take up your cross and follow me. At this point, I want us to think about what kind of cross that we carry. Do we seek to find someone to put on pedestal and worship? But the Ten Commandments said, no, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. As we pray this morning, the Reverend Utumau'u say, the first commandment is, love the Lord your God. I must say, as we start with our new superintendent, let us see ourselves in the light of Christ as he came to the temple and turned the tables. Do we have those tables within our parish? Do we sit there and pretend that we sit and serve God? We need to turn those tables and we serve God only. Because what we need to do here is to proclaim the good news, not just within this church, out there, on the street, to tell the good news of God. It's so comfortable within the church. And we try to hold up ourselves. Yes, we are from Wesley Wellington, but if God comes, is God find us that we uphold Christ is the power and the wisdom of God? How can we turn the tables? The tables, a scheme that the priests had put up with the church in the temple. Only the power of the Holy Spirit. Nothing else. And that's how Jesus overcome the temptation with the power of the Holy Spirit. Nothing else. The challenge for us today, we allow ourselves to turn the tables within the church, to allow God's word to speak to us, to turn the table within ourselves, so that we can serve one another and God. Let's strive not only just to understand, but to get hold within ourselves that Christ is the power and the wisdom of God. In John, he talks about chapter 1. The words with was God, again, will come out. The word were with God, and the word became flesh and live among us. And that word, the Psalmist 19 spoke about, it revives our soul. It brings wisdom. It gives joy to our hearts. It gives lights to our eyes and warns us of danger. It brings us great reward. That's how the word became flesh, which is pointing to Jesus Christ, the power and wisdom of God. Today, I would like to wish our new parish superintendent, may God's blessings be upon you, knowing that Christ is the power and the wisdom of God. May the Holy Spirit lead you as we come together on a new journey, in a new chapter for you and for the parish. Hopefully that the power of the Holy Spirit will turn the tables, not only within the church, but within ourselves, within the congregations, so that we come to honor God only. And in turn, when we honor God, we will be able to serve one another as we love one another as Christ loved us. On that Psalm 19, verse 14, as I always pray with at the beginning of the service, may the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in the sight of God. God is our strength. God is our Redeemer. As we go today, may the blessings of God Almighty be upon us all as we go to serve and proclaim the goodness of God wherever we may be. In Jesus' name, amen.